This episode of SGHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home. Welcome to an all-new episode of SGHL Insider on YouTube, Apple, Spotify. Thank you so much for tuning in. Lots to get into. I'm back from Winnipeg after the SGHL-MGHL showcase, which took place over the course of the last 3 days. We'll recap all that, preview a very busy weekend, and we're also going to be joined by the play-by-play voice of the Yorkton Terriers and the Melville Millionaires, Benny Walchuk, on the show today. But before we get into it, big thanks to all of our sponsors: Bourgault, Cantera Seats, Capital Auto Mall, Chevrolet, Great Western Nutrien, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, SAS Lottery, Sewers of Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGEU, SGI. Thanks so much for your support. Without your support, these shows are not possible. Let's bring in Clark. Hello, Clark.
Hello, Jeremy. Welcome back to the province.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for filling in on Monday. Great job.
Thank you. Appreciate that. It's blue shirt day.
Would you like critique?
Yes. Blue shirt day.
Maybe don't all three of you wear blue shirts.
It's the only option I had. They both came in here wearing the blues, and then we just went with it.
Nobody else owns a different color. I get it.
I guess so.
All right, but let's get into it.
Absolutely. It is time. As we dive back into the season, the showcase is over. Time for a hat trick.
But we're still going to talk about the showcase, though.
Yes.
So we're not really diving back into the
That's true.
The season. So, SGHL, MGHL showcase took place Tuesday, Wednesday in Winnipeg. And if you're paying attention to any of the SGHL social media, you will see that the SGHL did pretty well. So yes. Let's pull
kudos for all the content, too, Jeremy, by the way. It was hard not to be able to follow all of it. There was a lot there for everybody to dive in with.
Yeah, I was just head down in the cell phone.
Yeah.
Tuesday, it was a clean sweep. 5-2, 4-3, 3-2. Very exciting stuff. Especially the last two games, obviously, they were very close games.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday, Manitoba did get on the board in the first game, a 4-2 game, but that was also a very close game. And I would argue the best game out of the six. And then in the second game, 7-5, SJ bouncing back, and then closing it out, the U18s once again. The U18s continue to impress at the SGHL Showcase. They had a lot of success last year. They have a lot of success again. And, of course, all of our lookbacks this season, whether it be for SGHL or the Showcase, is presented by our good friends at SAS Lotteries. I don't know how much you got to watch.
I watched a good chunk of three of the games, but I had some other stuff going on with work and some other things. So, but it was a.
Well, I didn't ask for your life story.
Got to check in, though. It was good. It was good to see.
So, what I would say from the SGHL and JHL showcase, I'll take this one, I guess. The fact they went 5-1 is obviously outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
It was impressive. I will say, even though they won five of the six games, there were a bunch of the games were close.
Yeah.
They were close. They could have gone either way. A bunch of one-goal games. But there were some players that definitely stood out. I'm going to just rattle some off the top of my head. Ilya Chmielewski from the Estevan Bruins. He had a three-point game in the first game. I think he had 2 points in the second game. And he had the most points out of any SGHL player at the showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And he was player of the game for the second game. And then another player that really stood out, actually that whole line that they had, Chmielewski, Little, and Tylan Hilbig of the Kindersley Clippers, all three of them were outstanding. Obviously, the one other team had a lot of flin-flon Bombers.
Mm.
The Bombers looked good. But do you know who? I'm going to get you to guess. 60 players across the board. So there's a lot to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, who do you think had the best SJMJ showcase?
Wow.
And not, that I'm about to say.
You haven't named them already?
Well, not
you haven't named the person already?
No. I'll give you a hint if you want a hint.
Yes.
U18s.
Okay, I was going to ask if it was a 20 or an 18.
Well, I just gave you the hint.
An 18. Okay, so let's see. Ben Costantino, he had a couple of points. He had a good weekend, or a good week.
He did. It was not.
Not it?
No.
That was my guess.
I would say the best player, and this is my opinion. What do I know? I'm just a media guy. My opinion, and I talked to Commissioner Kyle McIntyre about it. He agreed, and we're going to talk to Benny Walchuk about him.
Oh.
Anthony McIntosh from the Yorkton Terriers.
I was going to say.
He was outstanding. I interviewed him. Check out the recap. He was very, very good. Mm-hmm. He was very impressive in both games. So looking forward to talking to Benny about Anthony. And if he continues to progress as he has this season and for the rest of the year, Terriers have a good shot at potentially catching up and making the playoffs. And a good chance a lot of eyes will be on young Anthony.
Yeah, McIntosh. I'm looking at your interview with him right now on SJHL.ca.
Very well spoken. All right, point two. Let's move on to the standings just to let kind of show everybody where everyone's at. Going into this weekend in the SJHL, obviously there's a Flin Flon Bombers. The North Stars have separated themselves a little bit from the Melfort Mustangs, 5 points up. Same amount of games played. Humboldt's made up those games in hand, unfortunately, last weekend. They just couldn't get any points against the Estevan Bruins. The Bruins played very well against the Humboldt Broncos, and now Humboldt's 3 points back of Melfort and 8 points back of Battleford's. Is that kind of race between 2 and 4 we always talked about? It's kind of separated themselves. And then same with Estevan and Melville. We've been asking teams. We've been kind of hounding for it in that grouping from 5 all the way down to, I'm going to say, 11 mm-hmm. because LaRange and Yorkton have the same amount of points. We've been asking for somebody to just separate themselves. We got a little bit of it. I don't want to say a full separation, but a little bit of it, because the Melville Millionaires, they're 7-3 in their last 10. They sit in 5th. The Bruins, those 2 big wins over Humboldt over the week, this past weekend, was huge. They've separated themselves a little bit, not much, but with how tight that last 4 playoff spots have been this year, a little separation is better than any separation. Mm-hmm. But I mean, just your thoughts that now the standings going into this weekend.
Yeah, it's there's a couple of games, and we'll get to this after later in the show, of course, coming up this weekend that have some really big implications. And you talked about Melville and Estevan moving up in the standings after the past week before the showcase got underway. And Nipawin and Kindersley kind of sliding down a little bit after because of that. And you know, Humboldt, like you said, has gotten down a little bit from Melfort, and they're up against Melville this weekend. So obviously 4-5 in the standings, there's going to be a lot there. And it's just going to be an interesting next few weeks, because there's a lot of head-to-head matchups coming up. You know, you think of Estevan and Yorkton, for example, kicking off that big month for them. So it's going to be an exciting few weeks here, all kicking off on Friday night.
And games played are going to play a big factor.
Yes.
I mean, yes, Yorkton and LaRange are tied with the same amount of points, but Yorkton has 2 games in hand, and those games are going to be valuable, especially down the stretch. And finally, the final point of the hat trick, we haven't done an update on stats in a while, mm-hmm. so let's pull up the top 10 stats right now in the SJHL when it comes to player scoring. And Kian Bell has surpassed Justin Lees for the league lead in points. 65 points in 27 games. Very impressive for Kian. But there's another Bell mm-hmm. in the top 5. That's Spencer. He has soared in the second half, or really in the last 2 months. And he seems to own that Cantera Seeds Saskatchewan Player of the Week award. He's always up there for sure. And then there's Ben Portner's another good example of how well the Stars have played. He's soared up. And then quietly, if you kind of go down, another guy, Keegan Little, 9 goals, 40 assists. He's picked up a lot of apples this season, and he's been outstanding. And then worth mentioning is Noah Hull, still in the top 10 scoring, the lone defenseman in the top 10 scoring. But what stands out for you, Clark?
Yeah, you mentioned him, but Keegan Little, you know, I was doing a little bit of digging, and just because I was paying attention to him earlier in the season, and, you know, he got off to, I'll call it a slow start for him. His first 10 games, he only had 6 points. But if you do the math on that, that means he's gotten 43 points in his last 27 games. So the kid's on fire.
Good math.
Thank you. I did a little bit of pre-show math just so I wasn't doing too much on the fly math.
I knew you couldn't do it off the top of your head.
I had to do a little bit. But, you know, good for it. It's been huge, and you've seen it every single box score pretty much for Estevan in the last, you said it, 2 months, really, where he's getting, you know, he has a ton of multi-point games, a lot of two-point games, several four-point games, a lot of three-point games. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Ilya Chmielewski as well from the showcase, having a lot of great chemistry together. And those two guys have really powered Estevan to where they currently are in the standings.
All right, there you have it, the top 10 scorers right now in the SJHL. Worth mentioning, and maybe we'll do it next week, the rookie race right now is unreal. No one's really separated themselves in that, but we can talk about that another week. All right, let's go to the video chat line, where we're joined by the legend of the Parkland region, Mr. Benny Walchuk, the voice of the Yorkton Terriers, the voice of the Melville Millionaires, the voice of the Swan Valley Stampeders of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League, and rocking a beautiful Vancouver Canucks golf shirt. Love that. Love that. Benny, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. Really appreciate it. How's it going?
No problem. Yeah, I just kind of went into my closet and this one came out today for some reason.
Just stood out, right? Just stood out. It's a great day. Hey, you know what? Before I want to talk, I think on our shows, we've talked a lot about lately, a lot about Yorkton, a lot about Melville. And obviously that's why I wanted to bring you on the show. But before we dive into those teams and kind of break it down a bit, one thing I just wanted to ask you, because you cover both the SJHL and the MJHL, from afar, when you were watching these games the last 2 days, paying attention to it, were you surprised about maybe the results and it being a little lopsided towards the SJ?
A little bit, yeah. It looks like the SJHL tried to group their players together a bit, so which is definitely helpful when you have a little bit of chemistry. I thought maybe the youngsters might have gave a little bit better of an effort for the MJHL side against the SJHL, but you give full credit to the SJHL. They came pretty prepared. They played their game. They had some little bit of systems, even though they only played a couple of games together, had some good systems, got pucks deep. And the biggest thing, they were physical. They're big bodies, and I think they used that to their advantage against the MJHL. So it doesn't mean, I know everybody has a battle, the SJHL, MJHL leagues, both leagues have great teams, and it was very interesting. I thought they'd be much more equal, but hats off once again to the SJHL for a great couple of days.
Well, and to be fair too, like we had mentioned it just prior, is yes, the SJHL went 5-1, but there was a lot of close games. It's not like any teams really got blown out, so there was a lot of one goal games. It was a great atmosphere, and it was great to be in Winnipeg for the SJHL MJHL showcase. MJHL, shout out to them. They did a great job hosting the event. All right, let's talk about some of the teams you cover in the SJHL. Let's start with the Yorkton Terriers. Obviously, they've kind of been in the news the last week or so, but obviously people have seen kind of what's going on in Yorkton. Be sure, if you haven't seen it, go to the Yorkton Terriers social media, how you can support the Yorkton Terriers. But we're going to stick the conversation to the product on the ice. And Benny, the Yorkton Terriers, it's interesting because when they make the trading Clay Sliva to the Melfort Mustangs, they get a great package in return. But people think, fans think, that this team is selling. They're preparing for next season. But since that trade and since some other roster moves and since the roster deadline, they've played some very good hockey. They got 3 out of a possible 6 points on that Northern road trip. You texted me about that game in Flin Flon with all those amazing saves. What has sparked this turnaround for this hockey club?
I think just kind of letting some lines gel a little bit. I know Anthony Domina, Jeff Hammond, and Jaron Denoyer, a lot of people don't know those names in the league, but so you look at the top 20, 30 of scoring, those guys are right in those top 30 of scoring, and very underrated players. And then you mentioned goaltending. Adam Kelly had a terrific weekend. Even Ethan Farrow, I know it was a little bit of a 5-4 game in LaRange, but he was very, very good, especially late in that game to kind of hold fort and contain that lead. And then Adam was just outstanding in those two games in Flin Flon. The shootouts, I know he's still kind of mad at himself for letting that one sneak through on Justin Lee's shootout winner. They thought they could have won that one. And then even on Sunday, they just kind of ran out of gas a little bit, had a great effort in that Sunday game. And I think just getting better goaltending, play a little bit better defensively, and just kind of finally gelling with some lines and getting some continuity is a big thing. And also getting some offense from the back end. So yeah, it's been some success. I know right now they're on the outside looking in, but Emery Olsson, even though he made those trades and dealt a few veteran players away, the goal is always to to get a playoff spot and get some playoff hockey back in Yorkton. So I think that that goal is still there. I know they have about 8 or 9 home games here coming up in the month of February. So hopefully they can take advantage of that, starting with a big, big home and home here this weekend.
And 5 games in the month of February against the Estevan Bruins. Yes, they might be 5 points out of it, but they still have a lot of games that they can make up some ground for sure. I want to ask you about the couple of guys that represent the Yorkton Terriers at the SJHL MJHL Showcase. And one of them was acquired from the Melfort Mustangs, of course, in that Clay Sliva trade, and that was David Coyle. He was outstanding at the SJMJ Showcase, and it looks like he's been a great addition for the Yorkton Terriers.
Yeah, he is for sure. He's a guy that has a lot more skill than people thought. Even like myself, I didn't think he had that much skill, but you watch him on a game-to-game basis now, and he has great hands. He can stick handle in a phone booth, and he's got great finish as well. He's almost had 20 goals here on the season. So he's a guy that's kind of finding some line mates to play with the Yorkton Terriers, some guys that kind of can feed him the puck, and very, very good on the power play as well. So yeah, he's been a great addition. I know it's everybody in the Yorkton area with Clay being a great individual and a great player, is hard to see Clay go, but the mm-hmm. package they got 2 good prospects. I think Thomas Reese is one of the leading scorers for the Estevan Bears U18 AAA program. They got Caden Johns, who played with the Maulers here so far this season, and also some other assets as well. So they're pretty happy with the package. I know to give up or to trade away somebody, they want to get somebody back, and they mm-hmm. got a great package back. And David Coyle is going to be a big part of the success, not only this year, but going into next year too.
For sure. And another guy that's probably going to be a big part of the success of the Yorkton Terriers this year is Anthony McIntosh. He was superb at the SJHL MJHL Showcase. Seems like he's just getting better as the year goes on. What have you seen from his game this season?
Yeah, he's pretty poised with the puck, being only 18. His dad coaches Minot State, so he's been around kind of a high caliber hockey for a while. He played last year in Pittsburgh Junior Penguins program, 18U. And he's very, very good on the back end, very poised. And the biggest thing is, I talked to him, I had an interview with him in LaRonge last weekend or weekend before. Biggest thing is, I just want to get shots through, get pucks through. That's the biggest thing as a D-man. And all you teach young defensemen, what's the biggest thing? Get pucks through. And he's been doing a good job of that. Very, very good on the power play, very good at dishing off, and just very poised in the back end. And a kid that's, I know he looks a little bit smaller on the ice, but he's a strong kid. His legs mm-hmm. are big. He's very, very muscular. He's very, very in shape. And he's just a guy that has a bright future. And I think a lot of people around Yorkton, Emery Lawson, is a big advocate for him. Everybody knew how great Anthony is. And hopefully with this MJHL, SJHL showcase, which is the point of the showcase, is to highlight these individuals that kind of maybe under the radar a little bit. So hopefully with some NCAA scouts there, that he kind of got a little bit more interest and got a good, better look at it from what we've seen from Anthony the last couple weeks.
For sure. I think he definitely got a lot of attention with his play at the showcase, for sure. All right, let's head down Highway 10. Let's talk a little bit about the Melville Millionaires. 7-3 of their last 10. They finally separated themselves a little bit from the pack, have a little bit of a cushion when it comes to fifth place in the SJHL standings. But they play 3 games prior to the SJHL MJHL showcase. They get a pair of wins, including that big win over the Weyburn Red Wings at home. What have you seen from Melville over the course of the last month, where they've had some great success?
Yeah, they've played some good games. Even that game at Battleford's, they probably should have won. They're up 4-2 late in the second period and gave up 2 late goals, especially one on the power play, and even Doug's pretty upset they didn't get the win there. Then they bounce back, a little great effort in Kindersley, very good defensively, and then going into Weyburn's game against the Weyburn Red Wings, they basically outplayed them for the entire hockey game. They got a couple of unfortunate breaks defensively on their goaltending. Probably, I'm sure Will's going to want a couple of those goals back in that hockey game, which is you can't fault him because he's been great for the Mills all season. Right. But talking to Doug, he's very, very happy with the defensive play. And if they can play a defensive structure like that, the Doug Johnson way, and finally get some goals like they scored 5, I think some big success. And just some guys stepping up. Luke Beadle's been very, very good. And we'll mentioned him. He's SJHL Rookie of the Week. Colby Ball's been outstanding as well on the back end, taking his game to the next level. So some other guys stepping up and just kind of gelling from the additions from the trade deadline. It's playing some very, very good hockey. And you mentioned it. I know they're still in a battle in a playoff spot. They're in well position in fifth place right now, but Doug's not satisfied with that. He wants to catch these humble Broncos who are 14 points back up ahead of them, but they have a home and home here coming up this weekend against the Broncos. So that's the next goal, is to keep higher and higher up in the standings. And they're never satisfied with where they are, which is probably a great mentality here for this community.
Absolutely. Home and home this weekend against the Humboldt Broncos, and four games in hand too. So there's, while 14 points seems like a big mountain, there is a possibility they could catch up. You kind of mentioned it, and I just want to kind of build off of it. I think when the trade deadline happened, we saw the additions that Doug made. And I think, you know, for a lot of us, and this usually happens in junior A hockey, is we see the players come in, and you know, you can go on Elite Prospects, Hockey DB, and see player stats, but other than that, you really don't know too much about the players. So what have you seen from some of these new guys that Doug brought in prior to the trade deadline?
Yeah, especially from waiver. Matty Hodgson was a guy that Mills drafted a few years ago, a guy that had very, very good skill and a very good point total out of U15, and they knew it had a possibility he could reach the WHL, maybe come back as a 20-year-old, but it's one of those things that's kind of an asset for Doug, and he was able to trade him away to Weyburn and pick up Bradley Banach, who has been a great addition. He's probably been a big success why the Millionaires power play has been so good. He's got a trigger man on the right side. I know your Canucks fan is like a JT Miller type player on the right hand side. He kind of gets the puck and shoots right away. So he's one of those guys, and they got some other assets with a couple of draft picks in that, and also Lucas Vitsin, who's a good young forward from the Yorkton Maulers. And then they picked Gabrick Carlson and Elliot McKish. I know Elliot was the SJHL Rookie of the Week already last week. Mm-hmm. And two guys that didn't have much point total. And a lot of people around the community says, why are you going to add these guys? Well, they're guys that probably didn't have much opportunity in Grand Prairie. They come here and they're playing much more minutes, especially on the offensive side of the puck. And Elliot's a very good playmaker, probably underrated. The way you can play him out the puck, and Gabrick Carlson, if you watch him play on a day-to-day basis, I got a chance to watch him play on this last road trip, and he's probably one of the fastest guys in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, especially when he has the puck. So guys that kind of get the puck and finally getting some chances here, and I think they're going to be great additions. That 0-4 group is very, very strong and very, very deep right now for Doug Johnson, which is good here for a playoff push. Going to make some tough decisions next year, but they want to worry about this year. And those two individuals have been great additions so far, and especially with Bradley Banach, who adds more experience up front. And Hudson Norris is getting back to the lineup as well, adding more experience. And Joel Maven was acquired before Christmas, and those guys are just adding more and more veteran experience to this very, very young Millionaire squad, and it's going to be a great asset for them here in this playoff push.
For sure. And I just want to mention, too, the Melville Millionaires players that were at the SJHL, MJHL showcase also looked very good for that U18 team. Now, Benny, I know you pay attention to the programs, and I know in January, this has been a New Year's resolution. We've started a new segment, and Clark has kept it so far. So we're going to move now to I don't know about everyone's favorite segment yet. It hasn't been around enough, but it's time now for Clark's question. Clark.
It's my mom's favorite segment.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Benny, good to see you. Always good talking to you. Now, we always dub Benny one of the busiest guys in junior hockey.
Correct.
Yeah. You also cover the Manitoba League, and we're just coming off of the showcase, of course, where we saw the Manitoba League. There's a good rivalry between these two provinces.
Yep.
We will be seeing one team from that league in the Centennial Cup later this spring. Who are a couple teams that SJHL fans should look forward to seeing or look out for from the MJHL come that time?
That's a tough question. When you look at the standings right now, Verdun's atop of the West Division standings. They're a very good team. I think they're a little bit more younger, not as deep, and they don't play a heavier game. I think it's going to come down to probably the Steinbach Pistons or the Winkler Flyers. Steinbach's always built a great roster. They're built to win. They're heavy. They have a good back end and good goaltending. Winkler is also a bit like that. I'm not sure if they can get it all together here down the stretch here. Justin Falk is a great head coach, and these guys haven't been playing playoff hockey before. They don't have as many veteran experience as me as Steinbach has. So I think it's going to be between those two teams. In the end, they're probably going to pick Steinbach again. They got that playoff experience. Paul Dick's been there before, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Winkler Flyers would advance on. They're a big team. They're probably one of the biggest teams I've seen in the SJH or MJHL, either league. They're huge. They play a heavier game, maybe not as quick as a team like Steinbach. But I wouldn't back out the Verdun Oil Capitals. I know I kind of pushed them to the side a little bit, but they have a very good deep team. That community is outstanding. If you ever have a chance to head to Verdun to watch a game, it's great atmosphere. The community comes out in bunches. It's a great arena. I'm sure they're trying to maybe host a World Junior A Challenge or maybe a Centennial Cup in the future, because it's just that great of a barn in the community. So It's a tough choice, but if right now I'd probably pick Steinbeck, and it'd probably be a Steinbeck Winkler final.
Well, there you go, Clark. Good question.
Oh, thank you.
Good question. All right, we have one more question though for Benny. Benny,
oh boy.
This is a write-in question. I'm not going to tell you who wrote it in though. Okay. Why are you laughing? It's not that bad.
No, just because I remember what happened earlier today.
The radio station you work for in Yorkton, GX94. Now that's country. There's, you know, you broadcast a lot of hockey games, but you can't do games on Saturday nights, and that's because of the GX94 Saturday night get together, which is a polka request show. So the question is, do you have a go-to polka song that you would request on the Saturday night get together?
There's some good ones. Len Gaditsa, local guy. I've played everywhere. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Who Stole the Kishka? It's pretty good too.
Yeah. Okay.
Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pies are pretty good too. So
there you go. Yeah. Wow. We're going to have to Spotify these when I have to Spotify
might have
these.
To put them on. They're good tunes. Yeah. There's a lot of local talent on the roster. Actually, we also have Kinsman Radio Bingo. It's a chance to win some great cash there every week at 6:30 as well on Saturday. So,
and
but playoff
Radio
time,
Bingo.
But playoff time, Benny gets on the air.
So are you saying you have no plans Saturday? Because I'll be in Yorkton.
Ooh, that's right. Yeah. Well, I might be there. I might go check out some senior hockey. There's provincial hockey, and I've been asked to public address in a community here in East Central Saskatchewan. So
you're a man of many talents, and you're very busy.
I know.
Benny, we appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on the show as always, and we'll see you around the rink soon.
Yeah, we'll see you around the rink, Jeremy, and we'll see you in about April, May, and June when we're planning the Stanley Cup parade for the Vancouver Canucks. So.
Absolutely. I've already got the route mapped out. I'll send you the email.
Sounds good, buddy. Take care. Clark, good luck to your Leafs a little bit. I hope we play you in the final, but we'll see what happens. You might need to find a goaltending, I think so.
Ouch.
I'll send them my resume.
Yeah.
Benny, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon. That is Benny Walchuk.
Take care, guys.
Benny Walchuk, play-by-play voice, Yorkton Terriers, Melville Millionaire, Swan Valley Stampeders, PA announcer for, I should have asked what hockey league that would be for senior. That would be Highway?
Oh,
Highway
shoot.
Hockey League? Highway
no, hockey? I want to say Highway.
Oh, Sask East?
The other way, yeah.
Sask East Hockey League?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And polka expert. You know, the best part about that whole segment was he could have made those song titles up, and they sound great. Like, they sound like they're legitimate songs.
He knows his
like,
stuff. Honestly, and I have family in that area, mm-hmm. and it's genuinely, that was a serious, it was like a half lighthearted joking question, but also a serious question because I do know, because I have family in that area, that area, the Parkland region actually loves their polka music. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why Benny hasn't been able to call a Saturday night regular season SJHL, MJHL game in
their priorities.
In 12 years, 11 and a half years. Yeah. So there you go. Now, we didn't include it in the hat trick, and that's because we kind of thought it deserved to have its own kind of little segment.
Well, yeah, and you can only
but
have three
it's
things.
Today we turn the calendar over. It's February 1st. So that means Players of the Month.
Mm-hmm.
So let's dive into it.
For the month of January.
For the month of January. How time flies.
Crazy.
All right. Well, the first one is SGEU MVP of the month, as well as Borgo Forward of the month. That being Ben Portner of the Battleford's North Stars. Talk about an unreal month for Ben Portner. 13 goals in 9 games. And what I like, obviously, 13 goals in 9 games is incredible, but he had a streak of 5 games in a row where he scored 2+ goals.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
That's like freak stuff right there. It's video game.
It's pretty incredible. Yeah. So congratulations to Ben Portner, just and a player that really nobody knew about at the beginning of the season for the Battleford's North Stars. And he comes in, and now he's playing on a line with Kian Bell. And I mean,
you mentioned earlier in the show too, like Kian Bell took over the scoring lead for the league.
Sure.
And yeah, yes, Kian Bell, unbelievable top-notch talent. But Ben Portner is a big reason that he is where he is, and vice versa, obviously. But you know, dynamic couple of players up there in Battleford.
They work well together, for sure. All right, let's move on to Super U Defenseman of the Month. And Benny mentioned him. Mm-hmm. Colby Ball of the Melville Millionaires. He had a great month. Actually, it looked like it was going to be Alex Isaac of the Battleford's North Stars, but Colby Ball surged late in the month of January. Superb month. 7 goals, 7 assists in 10 games. And he has now moved into a tie for 9th in SJ scoring amongst defensemen after he had a slow start to this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we came into the season knowing that, you know, a lot of the offense for the Millionaires would probably flow through Colby Ball. And mm-hmm. like you said, maybe early in the season, yep. the numbers weren't there. But sure. 7 goals in a 10-game stretch over a month for a defenseman, like anytime you see that number, that's a big number. For 7 goals in a season for a lot of defensemen, they're happy
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he had a 7-goal January. Yeah, absolutely. So a big month for Colby Ball, and a big reason why Melville got a little bit of that separation we were talking about at 5th place right now as well.
And he is up to 11 goals on the season. All right, moving on, a direct West rookie of the month. And we go back to the Battleford's North Stars. A new addition, Matthew MacArthur.
Mm-hmm.
Superb. In his since being with the Battleford's North Stars, you see in the month of January, four games, earning 7 of a possible 8 points. He had a shutout, very busy. Look at that save percentage, .926. You can't ask for much better goaltending than that.
No, and you know that was one of the things that has been a constant conversation piece around Battleford's this year is what was their goaltending going to be? Yeah. And now Matthew MacArthur and Logan Cunningham are in there and they're doing their thing. And
yep.
Logan Cunningham almost got highlight of the week this week. It was very close. Harmon Laser-Hume stole it right at the last second. We were looking at some highlights and we saw Harmon's. But the two goalies in Battleford's have answered a lot of questions. And I'm yeah. sure that Braden Klimosko is happy about that.
He is very happy about it. I asked him about it at the SJMJ yeah. showcase and he said, yes, I'm very happy about it.
I am happy.
Speaking with the goalie, Saskatoon goalie of the month, coming from the Melford Mustangs, James Venn, 4-2-0-1. Great photo there by Herbie. 191 saves, 2 shutouts. He's now tied for the league lead in shutouts. But a superb month, 2.15 goals against average. And, I mean, Melford's rolling, really. The last 2 months, they've been superb.
Yeah, and, I mean, anytime you look at Melford, it literally goes hand in hand. James Venn's success with Melford's success. He's played yeah. the most games in the league by a good amount for goaltenders. And he's logging minutes, and he's got this, you know, when you look at the goaltender stats list,
yeah.
he's that second place in almost every category, if not higher, or top three at least. And this guy's been a rock for Melfort. And, you know, we talk MVP conversation. I think he's honestly in that conversation.
I was just going to put you on the spot and say, you think he's the favorite for Saskatoon Goalie of the Year?
Well, in terms of when you look at his numbers and you look at Harmon Laser-Hume's numbers, just on paper, I mean, there's a conversation to be had, I think, just because. But I understand, obviously, there's also, you know, the team in front of Harmon Laser-Hume is very good and everything.
But they're both great teams.
If you look at, I mean, I think the goals against and save percentage for Harmon Laser-Hume.
And the minutes. The minutes is a big one for me.
It gives it's yeah. going to be a really good conversation. But I would say that he's top two. He's right up there. He's in the conversation.
Yeah, I think so. And then finally, Saskatchewan Player of the Month, the Cantera Seeds Saskatchewan Player of the Month from the Estevan Bruins, Keegan Little. We mentioned it earlier. He's been very good as of late. He's climbed up in the top 10 in SJHL scoring. Shout out to our good friend Wanda Heron of Wanda Heron Photography.
Mm-hmm.
She filled in for this past weekend
yeah,
for the Bruins, and she
games.
Was outstanding. But Keegan Little, he's been great in the month of January. He was great at the SJMJ Showcase. I mean, if we threw his points in from the SJMJ Showcase, he'd be at like 24, I think, 23, 24. But a great month. And look how many apples he had. 16 assists. Excellent month.
Yeah, and we talked about him earlier, like when I was pointing out his stats, the amount of multi-point games that this guy has.
Yeah.
When you say, and we talk about MVP for James Venn, you know, him and Ilya Chmielewski for Estevan have been a 1-2 punch that have been huge, huge, huge for that team with all the injuries that they've gone through
yeah.
and everything else that Estevan has dealt with this year. Those two guys have really been that engine that have driven that team yeah. to 6th place right now.
Yeah, in the league. And I spoke with Ilya following the first game at the SJHL MJHL Showcase. And I mean, he had a 3-point game, goal and two assists. He was happy to be there, and obviously, like, he's been great for the Bruins this year. And with the injuries that they have suffered as of late, they might be without Zach Burford for quite some time. They're going to have to continue to be great for the Estevan Bruins moving forward. That is your SJHL Players of the Month. Be sure to go to sjhl.ca. You can read all about it. I just published the article, so it is live on sjhl.ca. All right, league play resumes tomorrow night in the SJHL, so let's get right into it. Friday night, a busy schedule. Friday and Saturday, same pretty much five games both nights. That's a big one there in Melville, as Humboldt is in town. Melville against Humboldt kicks off a home-and-home. Yorkton and Estevan kicks off a home-and-home. Hockey Night in the North is back at the Whitney Forum. If you haven't seen on social media what this means, if you're in the Flin Flon area, go to the Whitney Forum. The game's free.
Jeez. What a Bombers. Promotion.
It's an outstanding promotion. Remember how great it was last year? It's back. Bombers, Hawks, going to be outstanding. Weyburn Kindersley kicks off a pair of big games between those two teams at the West Central Event Center, and same between LaRange and Battleford. So then we go to Saturday, another five games on tap. It is pretty much the same 10 teams in action. Venues have changed for a few of the games. And we see the Nipawin Hawks also and Melfort Mustangs taking to the ice as well. That'll be a fun one at the cage in Nipawin. Bruins Terriers, Melville Humboldt. Those two, of course, are home and homes. And the other two games are the exact same from Friday night. A lot of intriguing matchups this week. I mean, the whole schedule. You know, we say that. We usually say there's a lot of interesting matchup. I don't know if we've said this year that every single one we could make our game of the weekend. So, best of luck picking your game of the weekend.
Yeah, I had to go back and forth a few times when I was thinking about this morning. But I am going to go with the Melville Humboldt series.
Good one.
Now, you kind of said it when you were talking to Benny, but again, Melville has, is it four games in hand?
Four right games now in hand.
On Humboldt, so that's a possible 8 points.
Yep.
On top of the two games this weekend, that's a possible 4-point swing. So you look at 12 points, and all of a sudden, when you do the math in that way, they're right there with Humboldt.
And that's why I said it's like 14 points seems like a lot. Yeah. And it is a lot.
It is a
lot. You have to win those games in hand. Games in hand don't mean anything unless you get points, right?
Yeah.
But it's possible.
It all starts this weekend. And if Melville can find a way, I'm going to put both those games. You know, usually you have to pick one, but I'm saying both are the same.
Well, it is.
Seems to me like it's just one big game over 2 days in this regard. But if Melville can do it, if they can pull it out and win both these games against Humboldt, it's going to change the narrative, I think, for that middle of the pack of the playoff race. And it's just, if that does happen, I can't wait to see how the next week goes and the next week, because that will literally change the narrative. If Humboldt wins both games or splits it, it slows that down a little bit, just because they do gain a little bit of extra ground on Melville, and that's those head-to-head points are so massive. It's a four-point game, 2 4-point games if you think about it. So again, just huge, and that's exciting.
I think if you're Melville, you can obviously, if you can make up some ground this weekend in these two head-to-head games, even if you get say 3 points, 3 out of 4. That means you gain 1 point on Humboldt.
Yeah.
This weekend, but obviously, like you said, like if they could find a way.
Yeah.
And Humboldt has struggled a little bit as of late. Obviously, they had those two tough games down in Estevan. But you know what? I'll say this: the one thing about Humboldt coming back from the break, both goalies are going to be very confident because both their goaltenders played superb at the SJMJ really Showcase. Both were named players of the game when they started.
Yep.
So, you know, that's a great home and home.
It is.
Before those two.
And one thing to just keep an eye on with that too, Melville 7-3 in their last 10, Humboldt 4-5-1 in their last 10. So, you know, it's a great chance for Humboldt to get back on track, but also B, Melville, if they can jump right now on this chance, it's a big, big chance for them. So,
I hop back and forth as well, between the two that I was going to mention, but I'm going to lean towards Kindersley Weyburn.
Mm-hmm.
two games, West Central Event Center in Kindersley. Those two teams are separated by 1 point.
Yeah.
Eighth and ninth right now in the SJHL standings. If one of those teams can win both games, yeah, really like their odds for the playoffs. But I will say, I do think it's a more important series, those two games, for the Kindersley Clippers. They played two more games. They are 3-7 in their last 10. They want to kind of stop the bleeding. And they want to, obviously, you're playing in front of your home fans at the West Central Event Center, too, which has been a tough place to play for teams over the years. I look at that matchup, and I think that's a huge one between those two teams. And I think especially for Kindersley, because the Clippers, the Hawks, and the Bruins, 6, 7, 8, they've all played the same amount of games. But Kindersley and Nipwin have, they play the same amount of games. They have the same amount of points. They essentially have the same amount of same record. And they both play twice this weekend. Kindersley plays at home twice against Weyburn, a team right neck and neck with them in the standings. And for Nipwin, a team that has struggled as of late, they're 2-5-1-2 in their last 10. Who do you got this weekend? The Flin Flon Bombers at the Whitney Forum as part of Hockey Night in the North. And then you got Melford at home.
Yeah.
Not only if you could get a good amount of points this weekend, say you get 3 or 4 points this weekend, you can give yourself some room ahead of Weyburn, but also you're going to pass the Nipwin Hawks and you're going to get some room as well. So
yeah.
I think that's a huge matchup. And the same can be said for Weyburn. If Weyburn can get two wins there, you know, they're going to be right up there with their other two Viterra Division teams. So
yeah.
But there's a lot.
A playoff spot is quite literally on the line with that series.
I can't wait to see what the standings look like after the weekend.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee there will be some movement.
Yeah, it's going to be up and down.
Up and down for sure.
Yeah.
All right, before we go, let's thank our sponsors once again, as we always do here at the SJHL. Shout out to UPL, our presenting sponsor, as always, doing a great job, UPL. So thank you so much for your support. Borgo, Cantera Seeds, Capital Automall, Chevrolet, Great Western, Nutrien, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, SAS Law, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGU, SGEU, forgot the E, SGI. Thanks so much for your support. Without your support, these shows are not possible. Sometimes when you go so fast, you just forget letters.
Yeah, and having read those sponsors, there's a lot of letters near the end of it, and they, you know, it's
that,
hard,
you know,
to...
And to be fair, you know what? I said it at the beginning of the year. Guess whose fault that is?
Well,
I made the list.
You made the list.
I put them in that order.
Guess what, Jeremy? You made the list.
Well, no, I did make the list. You're right. I did make the list. Good record.
Thank you.
And also, of course, if you want to stay up to date with everything in the SJHL, follow us on our socials. Mm-hmm. Like us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's where you'll find all the highlights, shows, you name it. Stay in touch. Stay in the loop by following the socials. And be sure to check out SJHL.ca each and every day, because there's a lot of new content each and every day. It seems
literally
like
new content as the show is on. You
as
just
the show's
posted
on.
Something.
I published it.
Yeah.
I published the article as live. So there you have it. 10 games total in the SJHL this weekend. Get out to your local rink, support your local team. If not, you can catch all the games on Flow Hockey. For Clark Monroe, I'm Jeremy Corrigan. This has been SJHL Insider on YouTube, Apple, Spotify. Enjoy the games this weekend, everyone. This episode of SJHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home.